Blog Talk Radio.
And we welcome you to the Robinson Show, everybody. I'm yours truly, Ed Robinson. Don't forget, coming up on the show, I've got my MMA and wrestling insider, Eric, to discuss WrestleMania and a whole lot more. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Robinson Show.
For the latest news and information in the world of sports, visit www.therobinsonreport.net. That's www.therobinsonreport.net. www.therobinsonreport.net.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying high to victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson. All right, welcome back to the Robinson Show, everybody. I'm yours truly, Ed Robinson. And you know, this past weekend, WrestleMania 34 happened in the great city of New Orleans, Louisiana. You know, WrestleMania is the Super Bowl of professional wrestling, and every year fans from all over the world come together for this big event once a year that's called WrestleMania. And I have my WWE insider, Eric, to give us a lowdown of what happened this past weekend. Hey, E, welcome to the program.
What's up? Thanks for having me, man.
All right, you got that. First question I got to ask you, the attendance, the final numbers that came in was 78,133 at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Were you expecting that crowd, or were you expecting more?
I expected around that number, because I know a few years ago we got close to that number when they had it here 4 years ago. So, yeah, I was blown away of the support we gave them, and I just think it's great for the city and for wrestling, too.
Yeah, rightfully. So I tell you what, man, WrestleMania has come a long way from the first one that was at Madison Square Garden in New York City, and now coming full circle to New Orleans this past weekend at the Dome for WrestleMania 34. But let's get right to the matches. I want to start off with Matt Hardy won the Andre the Giant 30-man Battle Royal. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that was a surprise. But I like how he won it, and I like how him and Bray Wyatt came together at the end. It was really awesome. I think it'll make a good tag team. But, you know, every year they got a surprise winning that. Baron Corbin won it 1 year. This year, you know, Hardy won it. So it's exciting to see it. He deserved it.
Yeah, it is. You know, I was expecting, normally when you think of battle royals, Eric, it's normally like big guys always win. It's normally giants and stuff like that. But like you said, it was always surprise winners. And Matt Hardy, he came out on top. So we had that one in the next match. We had Cedric Alexander beating Mustafa Ali to win the Cruiserweight Championship.
Yeah, exciting match. And that division's exciting. Anyone can win that belt at any time. It's always something you want to watch. You don't never want to miss one of them title matches, because Cruiserweight division is at its best.
When we think of cruiserweights, you know, WCW, when you had the Monday Night Wars with WWE, WCW, and then you could throw ECW in there. Cruiserweights were just all over the place. So now it looks like WWE trying to tap into another audience with including cruiserweights into their programming.
Oh, yeah. Cruiserweights have evolved from when it first started, and now they're just getting more athletic. You know, their capabilities out the world, and I really enjoy those matches.
The next match we had was at the WrestleMania 20 Woman Battle Royal. Naomi was the winner. So give me your thoughts on Naomi. Did you thought she deserved it, or do you think somebody else should have won it?
Oh, no, she definitely deserved it. If you remember WrestleMania last year, she won the Women's Championship. So now she wins this Battle Royal, and I like how they had Sasha Banks and Bayley go at it. You know, Bayley eliminated Banks, and they forgot Naomi wasn't eliminated. Came in and threw Bayley over and won it. So definitely was a good Battle Royal, and I'm looking forward to many more of them.
Seth Rollins, The Miz, and Finn Balor for the Intercontinental Championship. Seth Rollins wind up beating both of them. It was predicted to be one of the best matches on the card.
Yeah, it was a good match. I was actually pulling for The Miz, but, you know, Seth Rollins definitely deserved it. You know, Finn Balor, he's a heck of an athlete, and it was a good match all the way through, but I think it was rightfully deserved that Seth Rollins won it. But I don't think you're going to see the last of them three. They definitely probably going to have more matches down the road.
I agree with you. And it seems that Seth Rollins has been on a roll since he came back from that injury. Didn't he, something happen with his knee, or did he have a thigh injury? Correct me if I'm wrong.
He hurt his knee actually on a tour show. Again, it was in a match. He was trying to take Kane off the top rope, and he sort of landed weird on his knee, and he actually had to forfeit the world title. He missed WrestleMania a few years ago. So to see him back and back on top of his game, winning the Intercontinental title, it was pretty good to see. But like I said, I was rooting for The Miz, but hey, definitely worth Seth Rollins winning that title.
We move right along to, we had the United States Championship. Jinder Mahal wind up winning in a fatal four-way match where he beat the former champ Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, and Rusev. Randy Orton has always been, almost the last 15 years, has been on a lot of WWE programming and a lot of pay-per-views. Randy Orton's been kind of quiet within the last couple of years or so. Bobby Roode trying to make a name for himself, and Rusev was hot for a while. He kind of fell under the radar a little bit, but Jinder Mahal won the title. So what are your thoughts?
I was really shocked to see Jinder Mahal win that. You know, I thought Randy may retain because he's had so much success at WrestleMania. But, yeah, but Jinder Mahal, he's worked hard to get where he is. And Rusev as well, Bobby Roode, you know, all them guys, not really Randy Orton because it's been a while for so long, but the other guys, they're going to be the face of WWE before long. They're going to be competing in world title matches.
We watch Raw and SmackDown, and we see Jinder Mahal kind of being in these little silly matches, but he's up there kind of like, you could call him kind of like you could call him a mid-card or kind of like a main eventer, so this was like a big match for him.
Yeah, well, I've seen Jinder Mahal wrestle for a little wrestling thing called Wildcats at my son's high school auditorium a few years back. He was Jinder Mahal and came to WWE and now former world champ. So I watched him groom himself and grow into this business. Pretty exciting.
All right, let's move right along. We had the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. We had the Bludgeon Brothers of Harper and Rowan. They beat the Usos, Jimmy and Jay, and also the New Day, Kofi Kingston and Big E. Now, Eric, we know a lot about the New Day. Kofi Kingston, Big E, they've had a long reign as the tag team champions. And also the Usos have certainly been dominant as well. But the Bludgeon Brothers, Harper and Rowan, you made a mention to me. I want you to tell the people out there that's listening, similar to the Brothers of Destruction.
I love who won them tag titles. The Bridgeland Brothers, they are physical, big. Finally, we got a tag team who could destroy. And, you know, I like the Usos, don't get me wrong, and New Day, but it's time to put some muscle on that tag title, and I love it. Like I said, Kane and Undertaker was the last team I could say that was that dominating, and they dominate. And I really love the tag champs now. They deserve it.
Let me ask you this. You think they'll have a long reign like New Day, or do you think it'll only be around for a short time?
To be honest, I don't, you know, titles change hands so many times today. I think they'll have a little run at it. They'll probably lose them, but probably gain them right back. You know, maybe Usos might get them back. You know, Usos done won them 5 times, so they're probably former champs. So, I don't know, they might have a little run at it. 3-4 months now is a good title run these days, so we'll see how it goes.
Braun Strowman and a mystery partner, a kid by the name of Nicholas, beat Cesaro and Sheamus to win the Raw Tag Team Championship. Explain to the people at home how did this come about?
I was shocked because I was actually anticipating that match. I wanted to know who was his partner going to be. Bobby Lashley, Rey Mysterio, CM Punk. I don't know, but Maybe he was a Make-A-Wish Foundation, one of them little kids for that or something. Don't know what happened there, but be honest with you, I don't know. I really didn't like it too much. I was hoping for a good tag team match, good championship title match, and I just can't see how Braun Strowman could beat Cesaro and Sheamus by himself like that, because those two are great competitors. So I don't know what their idea was with that. I don't know. Who knows? Well, Braun Strowman forfeited the titles on Raw, so they're vacant. They're having a tournament for the tag titles, and the winner of the tournament will face Cesaro and Sheamus at that World's Greatest Royal Rumble event.
Well, that's going to be good. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. That should be interesting right there. I kind of see Cesaro and Sheamus getting those titles back over in a couple of weeks overseas in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it could be their fifth world title reign, but they got to watch out now because they got that new tag team coming up that was from NXT. So they came out on Raw and did some domination too. So tag team scene's looking good.
Yeah, you're right about that. Now, speaking of looking good, we go from looking good to really awesome. And one of my favorites and one of your favorites as well. And you mentioned this lady. Of course, she's certainly someone of wrestling royalty. And certainly you said that you could. She's the best wrestler, male, female, bar none. Charlotte Flair beat Asuka by submission to keep her SmackDown championship.
That was an amazing match. It almost gave me the memory of Ricky Steamboat versus the Macho Man back at WrestleMania 3 in Detroit. That was a really good match. Charlotte won the match, which I thought she would, but that match was very competitive. They need to let them have a few more matches. I wouldn't mind seeing them again at another WrestleMania. That was a great match. Stole the show. Best match by far.
WrestleMania Classic?
No doubt. That really set the bar for female competitive wrestling in the WWE. Watch Charlotte if you want to know how to steal a show, because bar none, male, female, number one or two in the WWE, no doubt.
You know, it's interesting because with women's wrestling, I remember back in the day, and you remember this as well, women's wrestling was just kind of like, okay, just filler entertainment, okay, just something to put on before the main event. But I tell you what, the WWE within the last, really since the days of China and Ivory, they've really put women's wrestling up a center stage, so to speak.
I'm going to make a prediction right here, right now. Women will main event a WrestleMania. It will be Charlotte. I don't know who to be against. But one WrestleMania's main event will be for a female's World Wrestling Championship. Now, I don't know who the competitors will be, but I think one will be Charlotte, but it will happen. They will main event a WrestleMania.
It could happen next year, maybe in the next 2 years.
Possibility. I mean, who knows? Would you not want to see, hopefully, Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte WrestleMania main event for the championship if Charlotte still the champ? I mean, it could build up to that.
Oh, most definitely. I think when Ronda gets a year under her belt, she really gets, she knows the art of professional wrestling. Oh, that'd definitely be, that's a instant WrestleMania classic. It's an instant classic, period.
Oh, that'd be nice. I'd love to see it, but I promise you it's going to wind up happening. You watch what I tell you.
Well, Eric, we're going to get to the next match that we're going to talk about, and you mentioned her name earlier, Ronda Rousey, along with her partner, Kurt Angle, as they beat Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. You know, WrestleMania throughout the years has always involved celebrities. It's always been an event of celebrity stardom and pageantry and having just these entertainers from all walks of life. So Ronda was added this year. Well, Ronda's full-time, but they always have that one match or maybe those two matches where it's got to have, it has to cross the board from all over. So tell me your thoughts on that match.
I have mixed feelings about that match. I like that Ronda Rousey finally competed. I just didn't really think the opponent was worthy of who she should have fought. You know, Stephanie McMahon's not really a wrestler. Kurt Angle's better days are behind him. And Triple H, I think he could still run the table and be a world champ. But I want to see Ronda versus some of these top stars. I want to see her against a Bayley. Maybe even against the Boss or Charlotte. You know, if she wants to really learn about wrestling, she should watch Charlotte and see how she performs, because hip toss and arm bars ain't going to get you as far as she thinks. But it looks like she has promise. I just want to see him some one-on-one competition, and let's see what she could bring to the table. It was exciting. I enjoyed the match.
All right, well, we're going to stay in the women's division where you mentioned about top talent. Nia Jax beat Alexa Bliss to win the Raw Women's Championship. Let me just say this. She didn't beat Alexa Bliss. She annihilated her. Nia Jax is the Raw Women's Champion. She finally got over that hump. So tell me your thoughts on that match, and also possibly if Nia can hang with, or should I say, can Ronda Rousey hang with Nia Jax?
I guess that'll remain to be seen. But she also destroyed Mickie James just before the match, too. Hated her.
Right.
Yeah, ran through Alexa Bliss. Her and Ronda Rousey would be an interesting match. I think that's a good match there because of what each of them bring to the table. And I believe Ronda Rousey could catch that championship if she puts her mind to it. And Nia Jax might have a nice little title run here, so she may not lose it for a while. Maybe SummerSlam. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, you're right about that. Speaking of a title run, we had the WWE Championship where AJ Styles retained his title. He beat Shinsuke Nakamura. Some people were kind of had mixed feelings about this match. I know you had some strong feelings about this match.
It was an all right match, but for the stage it was on, I thought it could have been better. I like AJ Styles won. Nakamura, he'll get his day, but I thought it would be a little better match. But it was kind of entertaining, but I was looking for a little bit more excitement in that match.
Okay, well, speaking of kind of excitement, well, this next match was hyped up to a T, but unfortunately, due to some health issues, it really didn't. The match was good with the return of Daniel Bryan, as we had the tag team match with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon going up against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Now, we know that Shane McMahon was battling some health issues with the hernia. He really wasn't up to par, but as we could say, it was the return of Daniel Bryan in this match.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan stole the show again. He's one of the best wrestlers in the world, and I think he'll be right back on top before long. But, that shows you the toughness of a McMahon. You know, he come out, Shane the way he was, and still performed against two athletes, and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. But, pretty good little match. I like the outcome, but I'm just glad to see Daniel Bryan back healthy, back wrestling, you know, where he belongs in the ring, because that's where he's at his best, you know.
Rightfully so. Now, you mentioned it earlier, McMahon. That name is legendary with professional wrestling in WWE, and every WrestleMania, it's always involving one McMahon or two McMahons. You like the idea of the McMahons being involved in every WrestleMania?
Sometimes not. You know, they want to perform in the big show every year, which, you know, I guess they have the right to do it. They own the company. But I like to see some of these other stars who, you know, work day in, day out, week in, week out, 365 a year. Let them get a shot at the big stage. But, you know, they're going to do what they want, and they usually make exciting matches. So we'll see what next year's WrestleMania brings. Hopefully Daniel Bryan is in some single competition and maybe even winning the title back. But Shane showed up, as a McMahon usually does, and it was entertaining. It was entertaining.
Speaking of showing up to WrestleMania year in and year out is the Phenom, the man from the dark side, The Undertaker. Now, we hadn't heard from him since last year's WrestleMania when he lost to Roman Reigns. But John Cena, since the Royal Rumble, had been challenging Undertaker. We watch him on WWE Raw. We watch him constantly challenging The Undertaker. And finally, at WrestleMania 34, the challenge was answered. The Undertaker answered the bell, and I don't know. I expected this match to be a little bit longer. What did you think about it?
Yeah, I thought we was going to see a classic. I really did. I thought we was going to see a classic, but Undertaker looked good. He looked all right. He looked in shape. So I don't know what was behind all that, you know, to beat up on Cena so quick, but maybe Undertaker should just come out and say, I'm going to give it one more good year, come out, wrestle on Raw, and at next year's WrestleMania, call his final match against whomever and sell off into the Hall of Fame. But he looked dominating to beat up on Cena like that. And so, we'll see what's going to happen next year's WrestleMania. It makes it more exciting, you know. Is Cena going to call him out and want a rematch, say he wasn't ready, he didn't expect him to show? I don't know what was up with that. But Undertaker looked good. He did look good.
I don't know. I still don't like the idea of that streak. I still think that they should have kept him undefeated, but that's just me.
No, I agree. I agree. I mean, you build something up that many, 20 years to build that streak and to lose it. I mean, I don't know what was behind that. Maybe he didn't want the streak no more. Maybe it was Undertaker. He don't want to be known for the streak. But I will, if it was me, I'd have kept it going.
The big main event was between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. I don't know. This match was one-sided for much of the run. I mean, Brock Lesnar did his thing with suplexes and his MMA attack. I mean, Roman Reigns got some offense with his Superman punches and spears, but I mean, Lesnar really destroyed him much of the match. I mean, he beat him up so bad he wound up busting him open. Tell me your thoughts on the match, and what did you take from this? Did you see this as Brock's best performance, or did you kind of see it was just the same old, same old?
I think Roman Reigns went into this match thinking that Brock wasn't going to be back. And we found out that Brock Lesnar resigned, so he's here. He's performing. It was an okay match. I figured that Brock Lesnar could do that if he put his mind to it, if he showed up more and maybe put a little bit more commitment into the ring. He'd be unstoppable. But, yeah, he put 17 stitches in Roman Reigns' head with some vicious elbows, and the blood was everywhere. I was like, wow, look at this. Blood everywhere. But, you know, Brock Lesnar went out, defended his title. He's had that title over a year, and I don't see no one stopping him. Who you think's going to stop him? Yeah, I don't see anybody. Bobby Lashley, maybe? He came out on Raw.
He's the closest one. I mean, Lashley's the closest one. Other than that, I don't see anybody else.
I mean, physically, I mean, look at Bobby Lashley. He's sculptured. He's an athlete, and he's also a former MMA fighter. So, hey, it would be something nice to look forward to, you know, Lesnar-Lashley.
We got to look ahead to the next big event that the WWE is going to have in 2 weeks. It's called the Greatest Royal Rumble. And as you mentioned earlier, Brock Lesnar re-signed with the WWE, and they'll have a rematch with Roman Reigns in a steel cage match for the Universal title. So does the title change hands, or does Lesnar stay with the strap?
Something tells me he might lose it, but something also says he might keep it. But I don't understand, Evo, why are they going to put Roman Reigns already back with Lesnar after the beating he took, the stitches, the knot on his forehead, in a steel cage? It's going to be interesting to see what happens here. The way Roman Reigns looks, I'm going to have to go with Lesnar. I mean, Roman Reigns looks beat up, beat down. I think he needs to go recuperate a little bit. Well, we're going to see, though. Sometimes when you put a dog in a corner, that's when he comes out fighting his best. So I guess we'll soon see in 2 weeks.
We got John Cena going up against Triple H. We've seen this match before, but I guess it's something that the WWE added to add a little more flavor to the card.
I don't know. I mean, you just seen John Cena just get destroyed by Undertaker. Then you just seen Triple H, like I mentioned earlier, he looks in great health, but Ronda Rousey was beating up on him. So I don't know what we're going to see here. They're going to have a Pella fight, or are they just going to have a one-on-one match? They both look bad at WrestleMania, but if anyone can steal the show, it's them two guys. They're professionals. They've won, 30 world titles between them both? I think we're in for a treat when they get back in the ring just to redeem themselves. I think it's going to be a good match.
Yeah, you're right about that. And also, we've got for the first time ever a 50-man Greatest Royal Rumble match. That's going to be exciting.
I mean, I couldn't even pick a winner because, to be honest, I'm trying to think of 50 superstars on the roster right now. That should be interesting to see what happens. If Daniel Bryan's in it, I don't know. I'll take Daniel Bryan. I don't know if he's in it, but definitely going to catch a lot of people's attention because I've never heard of a 50-man rumble like that. That's going to be something nice. I'm really, really looking forward to this.
The event will take place on Friday, April the 27th. It will be streamed live on the WWE Network. It'll start off at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and also 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And for those on the West Coast, it'll be 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we've touched on WrestleMania 34. We've also talked a little bit about the Lesnar and Reigns rematch and also at the Greatest Royal Rumble event. So any final thoughts you want to add before we head on out?
Just so you know, WrestleMania, the build that it had, I think it lived up to it. Certain times it got a little dull, but at the end of the day, it was successful. I really enjoyed it. Can't wait for WrestleMania. I'm looking forward to this Rumble coming up in 2 weeks. It's just great things happening in the WWE. I'm just glad I'm part of the WWE universe and enjoying every minute of it.
All right, rightfully so. That's my wrestling and MMA insider, Eric. Eric, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so coming up next, we'll have more of the Robinson Show. You stay tuned.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
Flying high to victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. This ebook will take you through the 2017 season of the Philadelphia Eagles with information and incredible pictures. Players such as Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount, and Jay Ajayi gave fans something to talk about all season long. From start to finish, follow the Eagles through their incredible journey. That's Flying High to Victory, a recap of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles season. Available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. In the search box, type in Ed Robinson.
To my callers that were holding on, sorry we ran a little late, but until remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, stick to the script. You've listened to The Robinson Show.